Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, a halal industry duke of self. Once again, another day, we thank Allah, we thank our brother, Muhammad, for allowing us to use this time to bring forth our discussion on mainly the halal industry duke of self. In addition, building the model community. Let's do it instead of talk about it. As well, to support the effort of the STEM school, Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, things that we need to know about. One of the other topics, reparation. How do we see it? So our goal, Halal's Inc., the halal industry, is to build an economic base for our people, something that's missing. So I'm going to pause myself for a moment and let Brother Nate or Brother James carry the message a minute because I'm having some difficulty with the studio board and I want to begin to concentrate on that.
Yes, thank you, Brother Imam. Assalamu alaikum, Nate Muhammad here. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I would just like to introduce you to the department head that we had already established here with Bilal's Inc., the halal industry. We have 6-7 departments. If we was up and running today, these would be in effect. We have the Department of Security and Planning. By Dave Nunn is the department head. Department of Administration, Communication, and our PR, Brian Ali. Department for Institutional Relationship, Hassan Samsuddin. Department of Community Relationship, we got two of them. Akiva Kawesi. Department of Property Management. Yours truly, Nate Muhammad. Department of License, Certification, Verification, James Bashir. Department of Coordination, Design, Walia. S.B. Wooden. Department of Marketing, Sales, Bashir, Bilal. Administrator, Department Operation of Human Service, Sister Sherry Ginyar, Bilal, and Department of Control Institution, Hanif Majid. These are our department heads. They will be coming to you within the near future to introduce themselves and explain to you their responsibility. We look forward to establish that in the near future, within sometime maybe this week. But we have myself and James here, and we'd like to just explain, since we're here, our responsibility. Myself, I'm Nate Muhammad. I'm the Department of Property Management. That comes under the title of construction of the property, maintaining the property, overseeing the property, and developing the property. I happen to have been in construction for the last over 35 years, and we handle many, many major projects. I was instrumental in being in the midst of helping overseeing the project, made sure that they came in under budget and on time. My job will be here with the Loud Inc. with the property we have once we start erecting it, is being like a owner's rep. Owner's rep is the one that oversees the project and makes sure everything the owner paid for, he gets. I was taught that there we're dealing with the people that all they want is what they paid for. They used to always tell me, they don't want nothing more or nothing less. Just give us what we paid for. Give us what we paid for. And we also, I was instrumental in helped laying out the project. They had what they call CFO. Certification of occupation. People can't go in no building unless they have that certificate. That means the building is functioning where it can handle anything that people would need, from handicapped, blind, anything that the people need, that's what the certification of occupation means. I was actually also we have the ma'am here. Want to just bring him on, and I'll come back to you later on in the program to finish this up. All right.
We see a hand up, and our normal way of identifying you. This is Emmanuel Ayu Bilal. Our normal way of identifying you from the studio is to mention your zip code, your area code, excuse me, the three numbers and the three following. For some reason, our studio page is expanded beyond, and we've been having a little problem with it. But if you can hear, I'm going to use the last four numbers. I see your hand up, and right now we're going to open up the mic to 6216. Once I open up the mic, you can open your statement and identify yourself and ask your question or make your suggestion or statement, and you're welcome to do that at this time. That is the last four numbers of 6216. If you hear me, the mic is open, your hand is up, you touch the one on your phone, and we're going to go with that. You can speak. So it appears that you didn't want to speak, or you don't want to speak, because the mic is there, but it went back to the earphone. So maybe it's someone that knows how to work the board as well. Yes, I'll take it that it is. So touch the one on your phone, whoever did that with the earphones. Please touch the one on your phone, and we'll know you don't have a question. When we speak about the halal industry, our goal, our efforts, let me back up a minute. First thing we have to look at is, who are we? Yes, we're from the African-American people, descendants of slaves that I'm speaking to, those who I'm calling on board first. We have the history in America of being on the bottom of the bottom. Allah do not want us to waste time hating those times, but to learn something from those times. Allah has allowed us to come into Islam, come into the practice of Islam, through one of our seniors. Even back then, for me, he was a senior, and that is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Born Elijah Poole, Sandersville, Georgia. He was given something after not even having an education. Born in 1897, having a third grade education. For me, I like to state that because there's a lot of people who would like to say we don't have the wherewithal, I'll say it the way they say it, the akita, the right akita.
Mm-hmm.
If Allah gave it to us, it's the right one. If Allah gave us Islam through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, unless someone is practicing shirk, they're saying that there's another God. Allah, there's only one God. For the Christians, for the Muslims, for the Jewish community, even for the atheists who say he don't believe, there's one God they are going to answer to as well. The one God has allowed us as a people here, descendants of slaves, to be taken out of a normal routine of our life where we first came from, and I'm a person, I'm not an authority on it. I can say Africa, but it wasn't called Africa then. I can say a few things, but I don't know. I can't trace my family roots back to that area, but I do know I'm a part of the history of people who were taken from their land and brought over here and served as slaves. So I'm a descendant of that. I'm not ashamed of it, and that's what many people have to watch. Don't be ashamed of that. That's something Allah allows for us to be birthed through that, to one day wake up to Islam in a proper way and begin to be, for ourselves and others, a mercy to humanity. I see another hand went up. Again, I can't see on my screen for some reason. I can't see the first three numbers, your area code. So I'm going to use the last four numbers of your phone, and that is 1235. If you hear that message, 1235, then I am touching the mic now, and the mic should be on for you to begin to speak. If you can do that, identify yourself, where you're from, ask your question, make your statement, whatever you'd like to do. So again, that's the persons who are speaking from the last four numbers of their phone, 1235. I'm going to take it off for a moment from the mic, and then I'm going to put it back. And that's two hands that's up. Those hands represent that you want to say something. Maybe you don't know they're up. So we're asking anyone who has a question, a statement, as we're starting off, you're welcome to do it, but we can't, for some reason, the studio has come up in a way we can't see each area code. So rather than calling on you from your area code, we're calling you from your last four numbers of your phone number. Your hand is up. I'll say it again, 6216. Someone just hung up on the one on their phone, so that means that their hand went down. But 6216, if you have a question, the mic, if you have a statement, if you have a suggestion, the mic is on live for you right now to speak. You can identify yourself, and you can begin to speak. So I guess you touched it again because it went from the mic back to the earphones, to the listening device. So let us move on. Our goal, after coming into the Nation of Islam, myself in 1969, coming out of Vietnam, I joined the Nation of Islam. Many joined before me, and many joined after me. We're living in an hour that we should do some of the things that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad demonstrated, which was to build and do for self. Our world that we're living in, we have to we have to be those who recognize our existence is the same as any other body of human beings. Allah did not give, I'm in Philadelphia. He did not give Philadelphia to another people and not me. I'm living here. I only got life because Allah gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give it to me to serve anything other than him. He's given me the same ability, me, this individual, the same ability that he's given other people. Some of that ability means I come from a family. I come from a people. I can build, or they can build, or we can build together and build everything everyone else has. For me, the halal industry means bring in what's necessary for us to feed ourselves from that same area. We will clothe ourselves. There's many things that's in the slaughtering of an animal and what happens afterwards. Byproducts. Try to ask every time I speak to someone for people to go on Google when you got a chance and pull up what are the byproducts of any one of the animals you want to use, even if you want to use the pig. Bring up cattle. What can you do with the byproducts? The byproducts is the parts that you don't eat. The meat is a byproduct too, but we eat that. But byproducts such as skin, such as bones, such as organs, that's everything that can be used from the cow, from the lamb, from the goat, from the chickens that we, the Muslims, can utilize, that we can utilize as food, but we also can use for medical help and many other things. So that wealth exists for us just as it do for anybody else. Others would like to see us just eat halal out of their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But there's economics in the halal. I said last week before also, that when I was speaking to Imam Muhammad, I told him that there is much business in halal. But what halal represents, based in scriptures, if we read the scriptures right, the Bible and the Quran, based in that, it is the economics for our people. If every race of people right now became Muslims in America, I don't know how many of you know, if every race of people, every nationality became Muslims, we all have a right to halal. And we have a right to slaughter, process, sell our products, if to no one else, to our own people. In America, this African American, once upon a time a slave, or the descendants of slaves, I should say, has an ability to feed themselves based on what Allah, what God has established for the whole of humanity. Many times we lose out because we think someone else's product is better than our product. Now, I'm not telling you if you live somewhere and we don't yet, meaning we, I'm not talking about us, Blouse Inc., I'm talking about we, the people, descendants of slaves, if we don't yet have the business set up for halal, don't eat with nobody else. That's not what I'm saying. You have to eat from where you can eat. Quran even say, if you find yourself in a spot that you will die, you're stranded somewhere, you will die if you don't have nothing to eat, and you see pork, you can eat it. It becomes halal because of the situation. Allah is merciful. But when we're free and we can open our own supermarkets, we can open up our own meat butchering shops, we can open up our own places for dinner, lunch, and breakfast. We can open up our own corner delis as they all already exist throughout our neighborhood, and we don't own one in most cases. Most cases, we ain't even, once upon a time, right here in Philadelphia, there were scripts of business people, and the scripts was filled, and when I say scripts, I'm talking about blocks, a certain area, like a, not a script mall, but blocks. They were filled with people doing business who are descendants of African-Americans. The slave, descendant of that slave. We were doing business in our own community, but all of a sudden it looks like we allow everybody else to come in and sell us something. And we run there quicker than we would run to our own. We have to retrain ourselves.
Right.
Our wealth is in that. Who could beat that sister back in the day cooking chicken?
Anything.
Cooking anything. That's right, Nate. So I'm looking at the way we're doing things, and we have to come together, this same nation of Islam. Can someone else do it? Yes. But we already was trained to do it, to come together as one across this whole nation, this whole United States, every state, every major city, we had temples. We shared in information, we shared in conduct, and we shared in the original bean pie and bean soup made for us. And I'm not making that a big deal, but there wasn't nobody eating bean pies prior to us. Squash, sweet potato, all that, but bean pies, that was something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his wife, Sister Clara Muhammad, got as a special sweet diet for us. In other words, he was giving us the inspiration to do for self, create your own. Imam Muhammad said, make your own clothes. Look at the way you're shaped and make your own clothes. Don't just wear somebody else's style. Make a style for yourself. Too many Muslims, you want to look like you're from over the East. And this don't beat them up. Just make us look crazy. Why we can't dress in a way that we know we dress? I got pictures when I was a little boy. My father dressed me in six-button business, and I don't think I was 10, 11 years old.
That's right. That's how they
suit. And it had a hat that with the brim around it like the men was wearing.
That's right.
So I never fell out of wearing suits because I felt that was my model. That was set for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try again because I see the two hands up, 12:35. Like I say, we're having a problem seeing the end, the area code of your phone number. But the number 1235 is the last four numbers. Your mic is on if you'd like to say something. Introduce yourself. Your mic is on because you touched one. If you can hear me and you want to say something, please open your mouth. The mic is on. I'll try the other one now. 6216, your mic is on. So if you'd like to say something, say it. We're listening to hear you speak. You join in with me. Say what you need to say. We're interested if you have something to say. So if you don't, touch the one on your phone and your hand will go off of the screen. So therefore, when you're ready to do something, maybe we can do it again and you can hear or do whatever's necessary from your side and we can hear from you whether you have a question, a statement or a suggestion. Yes, I see you just hit yours. Look like you hit it again. But we want to make sure that we don't miss anybody based on what we can see on the screen. What we can't see, nothing we can do about that. As I said, we can't see the area code. Saying the area code might make you know that we're talking to you, but if we give the last four numbers of your phone, if you touch the one, and we say we touch the mic, when we do it again, if you touch the one on your phone and you don't recognize the number, just touch the mic and begin speaking. I mean, I touch the mic, excuse me, just begin speaking, and we'll know if it's you or not. So we'll do it back again, but I'm seeing the same hands being held up. So, again, our interest with the halal is the slaughter in this city where we're at right now. From that slaughter, we want to process beef, lamb, goat, and chicken in a warehouse that we have right now that need to be developed, no question about it. We're going to tear the building down, Allah willing. We're going to build it back up four stories, and it'll be state of the art. It's in our people's community. We're praying with that. It gives hope to our people to show that we could do things ourselves. We could build ourselves. Having it right in the community, offering from the start, the day we finish building and open the door, we have an interest, or opening, I should say, for 100 people to work in jobs, jobs that will pay well, processing and distributing halal meat processes. We want to take the profit, a portion of the profit, and use it to support new businesses, as well support businesses that already exist among our people who normally can't go to the bank and get no money because they redline us. We want to take the red line out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what color yet we're going to call the line, but it'll be our line where we support our own. Mm-hmm. Green line, Brother James said. And not just in Philly. We're not working for just Philly. Just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started with one temple and then stretched across the country, that's how we got to see this working. We're starting here. We want to take the revenue that comes from that, the profits that come from there, and help build businesses from state to state to state in no particular order, but we'll have a system that will have order to it. Again, our interest is to create economics with our own. There's also a conversation we should have with reparations. I understand Brother Muhammad and a few people have good conversation about reparations. I've heard some of our people say, we don't want no reparation. We ain't begging. How you begging and you built the place and never got paid? That's not begging. That's ours. But here's a thing that we have to look at. We got young people, and I say young, that could be 50 and down for me. But we got young people and younger people following them that are educated. We need to start having the mindset to put them in the political field. You want to make a decision to get something? You got to put some people that understand the decision that got to be made. If we think the same whole body of people, and I'm not blaming all of them, but that kept us in a bad way through our forefathers, they all of a sudden want to give you something? No, they don't want to do that. Is it ours? It's ours. But we need people in office, not that will cheat, but that will make it reasonably seen that this is due us. Mm-hmm. And it's a boost to make America better. Do you know if many of us had businesses, if we supported with our funds the schools, make the schools better, we'd have a better society. Our society will be a society that actually anyone can find a better life if they want it with support from us.
Mm-hmm.
Not condemnation, even though this society today condemns you before you can get up there good. So we have to watch for that. We have to be those who recognize that if you don't help yourself, nobody's waiting to help you. So we're going to take a PSA at this point in time.
As-salamu alaykum. I would like to read from the 24th Surah of Quran, ayats 21, 22, and 23. O ye who believe, follow not Satan's footsteps, and if any will follow the footsteps of Satan, he will but command what is shameful and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah on you, not one of you would ever have been pure, for Allah doth purify whom he pleases, and Allah is one who hears and knows all things. Let not those among you who are endued with grace amplitude of means resolved by oath against helping their kinsmen, those in want, and those who have left their homes in Allah's cause. Let them forgive and overlook. Do you not wish that Allah should forgive you? For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Halal Industry Do For Self. This is your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing it for self, to build the model community. And we would like to thank Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad of the Claire Muhammad STEM School for allowing us to be on the air. And you can also dial in at 515-602-9665. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Klan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or listen to comments at 910-317-0297.
Thank you, Brother James. Nate Muhammad again. We just have to remind the people that we're on daily from 6 to 7 here at Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. We also thank the brother for, again, as James said, for granting us the opportunity to share airtime with him. And we look forward to bridging our whole gap to Southside, just like the STEM school there, the halal industry here. I started out earlier about the department. I was on myself as far as our responsibility. And I had just said about the owner's rep that represent what we want, not because the builders has a tendency, they do what they want if you let them, to know exactly what we want and stand by what we want. It's very important. I was like instrumental in working a lot with the owner's rep, so I had to explain to him what was the work being done in accordance with what he's paying for. And he, all he told me was, look, I just need something to go back and tell my boss. Because he don't know, I don't know, he don't know. So if you explain that, then we both look like we know what we're talking about, because everybody has to answer to somebody out here in that corporate world. So that familiarized myself with dealing with the people and making sure we get what we want or they got what they want. You know, so when we is in operation, I'm looking forward to this. You know, not because, you know, I want to be have some form of attention to it, but I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it because I know what I was doing. That's what you get the enjoyment out of, when you know what you do, what you're doing. And at the same time, we're building something. We're building something that's going to benefit not only our people, but mankind. Because the way the structure is set up, everybody, and of knowledge, the wholesomeness, the realness, the godliness that somebody put their spirit on to look out for the welfare of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. We were sitting there earlier talking about some of the things that was going on, and we was telling that, you know, once you take yourself away from the people, you only got yourself. It's all about you,
mm-hmm.
and you can never make it in that manner, more or less. You will more embarrass yourself more than you will help yourself, because you're going to be controlled by your weakest point. When you look at the people, you look in the people, There is no weakness within the people. There's only weakness in the individual around the people. And we have seen where some people said that we were all concerned about the people, and they said, no, just worry about yourself first. And now all of them that thought like that, it's almost like, you know, in all kinds of trouble now. Because they never thought about what may happen, what they don't see. And if you with the people always see your back. Like we sitting in here as a team in here. Somebody say something, we always can counter and support what's being said. So we you know, your brother keeper, we are our brother, each other keeper. And we here as one. We ain't here, everybody jockeying for a position to get on the radio and talk and run off at night. We have a job to do. It's a big job. And the best part about it is Allah already prepared us for it. He never put a situation on you that's a burden, as I would say, that he hadn't prepared you for. You can't handle it. We looking at it like I said, if we could had everything open today, we'd be up and running because that's how well the plan is laid out. We right now, we are pivoting to the people. We're appealing to the people to support us. Come and come and be a part of it. We're not looking for you to come and give us some money. We're looking for you to come and give us your support. Give us your commitment. Give us your insight or share your insight with us because we're all in this together. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. So that's how we wind up, as far as myself and all of the directors sat down. We established this aspect back in 1985. This was laid out in 1995. It was laid out of our scene. We digested. We already know how we're going to spend the first million. It's already calculated out, you know, and that's somebody gave it some thought with everybody in mind. Can't lose all that. Can't lose with that. All we want is to unite with our ideas, our desire, to establish, do for self. But then we are really to appreciate each other doing for self. Comradery, you know, that comradery is very important. Objective is to establish a model community. And right now, we're going to need something because this is almost like holy hell out there. You know, not that we can't deal with it. It's just that at times you get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at times, you know, you just wish that we can get a relief from it at times. We done migrate. We done came through all this, and they keep throwing more and more stuff at you. You understand? But we was already prepared for it. That's why we can withstand it. And then when the Lord wants to take us out of it, he will. We can sit up here. And don't even bother to get frustrated. You can get tired. But you can't get frustrated because the Lord's in charge of this. We see it. All we have to do is continue to be patient, persevere, and we pray. We remind the people that help is on his way. You know, we've been in a little program over the weekend, and it was very very fruitful, I'll say, because you had the opportunity to come together with some believers, young and old, and some of them expressed their concern, their lack of knowledge of, their desire about the direction we came from. And we can see the bias, and we can see that a lot of it is not well thought out, all because we missed out that we're not united. That's what I got out of all that. We're not united. We was united. Everything could flow real nicely. You don't have to go back and forth, listen to the same old things. You have to explain yourself more and more. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Now, if we had sat back and sat down as men first and talked about that, then come with the question, to me, it would have been a little smoother over the school board. But it was already, brother handled it real nice. Praise be to Allah. You know. But we're still going to come later on with a couple people to express, to share their input from their department standpoint of view. Myself and James Bashir here, we already made a little statement that we would like to share as far as some of our identity, as far as our experience and who we are. They asked for a bio. But we can't talk about a bio. It would be too long. But we can share our objective, our desire, in order to bring about the halal industry. Do it for self. Primarily for the African-American people, descendants of slaves. But everybody else is welcome. Okay, you have what it takes up too soon. And here's James just to give you an introduction of his department. James Bashir.
As-salamu alaykum. Again, my name is James Bashir. As Brother Nate, if you can tell what the Nate's laid out, this is a very serious operation. I mean, it's you really have to be committed, because if you step it in Java mode, this stuff will burn you right up. Now, it's gonna let somebody be playing. This is serious stuff here. It's life changing. But my department will be a licensing certification verification. That means in my particular department dealing with the meat processing plant, jobs related to meat processing. Of course, Imam Bilal is the most experienced one among them. He knows it all ins and out.
That's right.
Now, I got a little bit of experience, just a little bit. And nowhere near Imam Bilal, but I'm saying I got a little bit of experience of the, what goes on with the beast for the boning department, you know. So, of course, the meat processing plant, we won't be doing a slaughter until the same, but we're going to need from the processing part, you're going to need butchers. You're going to need boners. The butchers can cut the meat up into parts. And then the boners, then the other classification would be the boners who would separate the meat from the bone. And then the bone, then the meat has to be passed accordingly. You have to separate the garbage from the actual meat. You can't mix it. You can't have them both mixed together. It would be like a assembly line type action. So we need butchers, boners. Place has to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be clean. We won't even get started if that place is not clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because inspectors, they're so thorough, which is good. They come with the white gloves. They sit, matter of fact, they don't need a white glove. They look up and see a piece of meat somewhere. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is stocked.
That's USDA.
USDA, that's right. And that, I mean, it is stopped until that is clean. Also, we're going to need even mechanics. There's going to be a machine. Anything goes wrong with a process machine, it has to be fixed immediately because that's production. And long as you're down, you're losing money. And we're going to need the cleaners to take care of to clean the processing plant itself, clean the machine. We need janitors to clean the building.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the building has to be cleaned. Now, I've seen that firsthand. They have some of these criminals was sudden. I'm going back, this is around 1975, 76, 77. They had the front of the building. They had that paper so clean, man, you thought it was white paint out there. Mm-hmm. That's how clean it was. I mean, clean. And that's how it has to be. And cleanliness is almost as important as getting the meat itself. Because if it ain't clean, the process don't start. So those are some of the things that that has to be, to be undertaken. You know. And the whole, in terms of the, building this model community, the people are going to have to be dedicated,
Committed, yes, sir.
Dedicated and committed, That's not only doing the physical work, but working their job, but to get this community built. I mean, to get this industry all off and running, so they can help everybody. That means you're going to need educators. We're going to need all people, the building trades, plumbing, electricity, all that, carpenters. We're going to need people. As the man pointed to earlier a little bit, he said a reference to going into politics. And then people train to go into politics, going for the right thing. Don't go in there and be a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in there thinking just do it for your own self. You can help the total community. Because what's going on in the world today is just that it's gotten so far to the left that basically, if one particular party, if they get the power, and I mean this just in a physical sense, if they get the power, they don't have no problem putting us back in chains, like on the plantation. That's how serious we've got. So we is no time. So when we come into this model community, we talk about a total river community life.
Mm-hmm.
Education.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I sound like Nate Muhammad back again. I just want to reach out to Claire Muhammad School, STEM school, with the technical aspect. We would like to be able to communicate with you. Anybody that would like to. Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right. Well, here we got the man Brown back. I don't know what that was. Oh, the ring, maybe.
Yes, once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do for Self. Says James and Nate illustrating, we are counting on the favor of Allah first. We're counting on our people as well, that we must build a community of our own. We want to work to do the model community. Imam said about the model community, he's been gone from us since 2008. And we're still talking about it. No, let's build the model community. Next Saturday, on the 26th, we're going to have a Zoom. You can look this up with Community-Wide Show of Commons, CWSC, online and pull up that, and that should be there listed also. But we want to have a talk between the hours of 2 and 4 Eastern Standard Time. That talk is to discuss us coming together to build the model community. What we need, first thing we need is to be willing to do shura. I'll be the speaker mainly on pointing out things that need to be done, but I'm counting on and want to hear from other people by phone or however to share what they see as a model community. Right now, those who are hearing, if you had the choice to design the model community, what would we need? Who are the people we need? We need everybody, no question about that. And we need to have that body of people in Shura together talking. So next week we want to begin trying to shape that. So therefore, if we're talking about building something, it doesn't make a difference what city, what state. But it makes a difference if we do it together. We have to be able to come together. We know we need architects. We know we need engineers. We know we need a number of things. We need bankers. We need lawyers. We need accountants. We need those who teach school, those who are in the medical field, because how would you have a model community if you don't have the needs covered for what the community needs? What exists in a community that we live in right now? If a fire starts, then we count on the fire people to come through. If there's another type problem, we may be calling on the police. All these things, which are small number of things I'm mentioning here compared to what we all got to discuss about, but these are things that we got to have. We have to have the ability to actually take care of the needs of our own community. Our own community have everything. Yes, we're talking about food, but that's not the only way to make money, meat. So we got to create everything. We have to create our own factories that will do certain things for our tables that we can't do with meat, if you follow my meaning. Vegetables are grown. We have to get with our brothers and sisters who fall into the black farmers category to expand their business. I know that they ask every year, and they have a right to do it. They have the support from the government. But for real, you and I, the Muslims, the halal product, a product that nobody can put out but us. Think about that. Nobody can put it out but us. It's exclusive to the Muslim community. And Allah does not make it exclusive that it could be the Arabs and not ours, or the Caucasians and not ours, or the Oriental and not ours. Everyone, go to the scripture. What the scripture said, the Bible I'm speaking of this time, but the Holy Quran as well, where Allah tells, God tells Moses, strike the rock. There are 12 tribes. Springs will gush forward, and every spring, every tribe will know their spring. My father told me that as a child. He taught it regularly to me regular. He said, son, that don't mean water, spring water. What that means is everybody's, what they need to move forward as a people is in that spring. That's telling us we got to create our own. We got to compete. We got to have competition. You know, you got two restaurants on the same block. One want to know that they cook better than everybody else so they can get the customer. They don't mind the other one getting the overflow, but they want the majority. Not a fight, that just I'm just going to do a better job. Halal sets that stage for us. Halal is actually our economics.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, anybody, you can't just go do halal because your skin is the same color as the skin of those who are Muslims. You have to be Muslim. You can sell to everyone. You can hire everyone except for the slaughtering. The slaughtering has to be a Muslim. James was mentioning a few things. Think about delivery. Our goal, when we have this place open, God willing, we want to do 1 million pounds
mm-hmm.
per week. We want to move to that amount within a year. If it takes 2 years, fine. If it takes 3 years, fine. But we want to be moving. It could be done in a year. I know from my experience and my calculation. You want to prove it? Go on Google and find out how much meat, regular meat, is imported, exported from America. How much of it is sold in America? Then check out your same thing, USDA, but halal, and see how much is in America. How much is being exported from America to other places? And I know for a fact if we do it the way it should be done, our market is our people. One of the things we will do with it, some of the profits, will go to building things in our community. One of those things is putting people in business or helping them with their business with finances. No shortcuts, just taking care of ourselves, taking care of each other. Building businesses in our community with people that look like us. So therefore, when you need some help for the school, you need some help for the youth program, you need some help for seniors. I remember when I had my businesses uptown. I sent a flyer around every year for holidays and Halloween. Halloween, I would tell the people, between such and such time, I'd do a two-hour span, usually like maybe 5 to 7. 2 hours, it would be a such and such truck, usually it was the red truck. Bring your children around on Halloween. You know I'm a Muslim. I don't celebrate this stuff. But you all support me every day. On this day, from 2 to 7, your children can come and get as much candy as they want. On the Thanksgivings and other holidays, these people support me all year. I'm going to say to them, because you believe in Thanksgiving, which who shouldn't believe in Thanksgiving, especially if you're saying thanks to God for giving it to us. Christmas, yeah, we don't do Christmas. But these people that do Christmas was buying from me regular all year long. So Christmas, I got something for you. I got something for your table. And you can't misunderstand what we're doing. We're calling on people to support us. Our effort is to support them in what's right, what's good. No, you won't see me put on a Santa Claus clothing. But it's your holiday, and you're trying to do a good. And there'll be some brothers so uptight listening to people overseas that they can't see that somebody doing a good for you, you can do a good for them. You can do a good for them. We do things that are halal. You want to sell alcohol? We can't sell it. I can't do business with you. There was a number of foreign brothers when I first started slaughtering and processing my meat in 95. I went to their businesses, and after I showed them the meat, they wanted to buy it. And then I began to roam around their store to see what they got and seeing pork in some of their stores. These are brothers from overseas. What are you selling pork for? But brother, the people eat pork. These are my people. What do you mean they eat pork? You going to sell it? You don't eat it, and you going to sell it to them? So I wouldn't sell no meat to them. Brother, we'll take your meat. No, I said, I don't want to sell it to you. If you're selling my people pork, I don't want to sell you the meat. Stop selling the pork, then I can sell you. See that as our way. So next Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we want to see Central Standard Time. It'll be 1 to 3. Pacific Time will be 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. We'll be on AM 360 doing a program on building the model community. We'd like for you to attend. Listen to that and see if you can get more information. Thank you. We'll see you next week. See you tomorrow night, matter of fact. Assalamu alaikum.